Nothing really comes to my mind.
How about words like spry or peppy? Spry or peppy.
Yes, if he gets around like that, mm-hmm. we would say that, yes, an old person would be rather spry. I'm more apt to use spry. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the word peart?
No.
Okay. And if the children were out later than usual, you might say, there's nothing, they'll be home, no. All right, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry about them.
Okay, but then the person you're talking to would say, but I can't help feeling a little bit
apprehensive.
Or?
Concerned.
Or you don't feel easy, you feel
uneasy.
All right. Mm-hmm. And a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Yeah. What would you call a place that's frightening?
A horror house.
Well, it's a what kind of place?
It's well, it could be a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just could be an old dark place.
Hmm.
A place that's frightening.
What do you call a person that's easily frightened?
Afraid of cat.
Okay, is that just for children?
Well, I think basically it's for children, but I think that it can be carried over to adults also.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of a place.
Well, I wasn't really trying to get you to name a place as to give me an adjective that you'd use for the place.
It's a
what kind of place? It's a...
A frightful place, I guess.
Okay, that's fine. Since you mentioned the haunted house, what do you call the things that live in the haunted house?
Ghost.
What else?
Haunts.
All right, would you ever call them haints?
We used to, as children. We don't now, but we did. Education changed.
And how did you say it?
We used to call them haints.
And how would you call the house that too?
I guess then it would be a haunted house.
Okay. And, mm-hmm. Well, while we're talking about evil spirits and that kind of thing, what do you call the enemy of God?
I call him Satan or the devil.
Any other names for him?
There's the one that I dearly love is Mephistopheles.
Yeah.
Except that technically Mephistopheles is not the devil, but his messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So Mephistopheles is really a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And of course also Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what would you tell children is going to get them if they don't watch out?
The boogeyman. Yeah.
Is the boogeyman the devil?
The boogeyman is the devil.
Okay, fine. Then. You would say, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
And then what would be the opposite of used to be? She is afraid now, but she
wasn't.
Using used to be in the negative. She is afraid now, but she...
But she... Ain't no more.
No. She didn't used to be, or used not to be, or used to be, or...
She didn't used to be.
Okay. Then somebody who leaves a lot of money lying on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty...
Callous.
And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Strange.
Or...
Weird.
Or...
Peculiar.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer in that sense?
You might.
What would you mean by the word?
Strange or peculiar.
What else might
you mean? Sort of unusual.
Does it have another meaning?
It does have another meaning, but in that instance, it would not apply. It has a meaning with homosexual tendencies.
How do you pronounce it?
Queer.
Okay. If you said somebody was a queer, would that mean strange?
No. If you said that they were a queer, then you would mean that that person were homosexual.
Okay. Having started the homosexual bit, I've got several questions on that sort of thing and would like to get through with them.